Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Before we get into the Patriots offseason, Stephen A. being wrong about that, we need to get into, did you guys see this little right-hand turn? Stiz accused it being a Trump issue yesterday, the NBA investigation, the FBI. Stephen A. Smith took that ball and ran with it loudly to the point where, what's Patel, the FBI director?
Cash.
Like, responded to it and responded to the idiocy of it being a Trump-related political thing.
And your Democratic Party nominee is...
Right, get ready. Get ready.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, so Stiz wasn't the only one thought there was some politics at play in the NBA gambling investigation.
I mean, would it put it... I mean, it wouldn't be the most surprising thing, but when you think about how these things work, it takes years to get this evidence. And this
investigation started pre-Trump, but also I would say everything's political. Like the FBI, like if you watch enough movies and all the, like the guy has
political. Watch Billionaire, the series Billionaire.
Like it's all political. It's all, they're all angling for jobs and futures and this and that and notoriety and the candidates. So, but to say like Stiz did that it was just Trump related, one of these guys pissed off Trump or something. There's people that believe that, and Stephen A. Smith
is one
of them.
You know what, Stiz? Don't change ever. All right?
Nope. Never.
But yes, your guy, Bill Barnwell. From his mom's basement on that very nice laptop she got him last Christmas. It works down there. The Wi-Fi, very good down there. They have an extender and everything so you can file stories. He did a long-form piece. I probably didn't need to say that, but it's a long-form piece on ESPN. The Patriots offseason, he ranked the offseason classes. Now, he didn't say they had the best. He said the Colts had the best offseason in football, which... You bring in Daniel Jones, and he's maybe an MVP candidate. I guess that right there is the
draft
tip of
Tyler
the
Warren, maybe.
Yeah, that's pretty good offseason. You're the number one seed in the AFC when some idiot on the radio in Boston thought your coach might be the first one fired. Mm. He's now going to win coach of the year. So they get the offseason. But then the next category below the Colts that he uses is way ahead of expectations. First team listed is your New England Patriots on that list. And he highlights the trio of Milton Williams, Harold Landry, and Kalyvon Chaisson, who was your defensive player of the week this week as an edge player.
Yep.
Also notes the hiring, so he brings everything in of Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels. He says the disappointments that kind of take them down a notch, maybe prevent them from having the best offseason, are the slow starts for Travion Henderson and Kyle Williams, which we've talked about, right?
Yeah.
Like,
You
use day two picks on target needs that you hoped would inject some life into your offense, and thankfully you haven't needed it. Your quarterback has injected a lot of life into your offense, but those have been down. Do you think the Patriots, as you look back on it now, are we going to be talking about this offseason? You were part of one in New England. Mike Vrabel was part of one in New England, famously, that kind of turned that corner in 2001.
Yeah.
And it wasn't sexy. It was more of a... Well, you say quantity over quality. There was no Milton Williams. There was no, like, 100 million, well, whatever it would have been back then.
Right, right, right.
there was no big fish. It was like a lot of guys.
I mean, you know, that was Seymour's.
He was the draft pick, yes.
So you're saying just free agents.
Yeah, there was no. Seymour and Will Campbell are maybe similar on different sides of the ball.
I think Tyrone Poole, was a free agent that year.
He might have been a little later. I think it was Buckley, Terrell Buckley.
Oh, T-Buck!
It was
man.
Roman Pfeiffer, Mike Vrabel.
Oh, well, come on. Just like solid starters.
Right.
Like,
that made plays and
I mean, I kept using this Patriots offseason as the example was the Commanders. I mean, the Commanders did the same thing. They Bobby Wagner, Marshawn Lattimore, you know, Zach Ertz. I mean, those are guys that are maybe past their prime, but they're still, you know, valuable pieces on a team. I think, you know, the Patriots were trying to, I think, accomplish a lot of the same. I mean, they basically, with their free agent picks and a few of their draft picks, they had six new starters on each side of the ball this year.
That's a lot.
And that's a ton. And that's what you were hoping, you know, and Mike got out guys out that were kind of part of the old regime, so the old way of thinking was gone. Even though it might not have been those players' faults, they still remind everybody of the old regime.
Right.
So this is what you kind of hoped would happen before the season start, that it would all come together and they'd all, you know, a lot of the guys that are new here, even though they're new, but they're not new to football and they're good players and they're not new to Vrabel or the system. And so there's been a gelling, if you will, that maybe has happened faster than what people would suspect.
Fitzy, I want to add a name to this list. I want to beat a drum for, if we're going to include coaches in this.
Okay.
You have one returning starter on the offensive line. You're starting two rookies. You're starting a guy that was kind of kicked to the curb by one team and a guy that's old as dirt and has a bum knee. And Doug Marrone has that line getting the job done. I don't think Doug Marrone's name has been. We lived through Dante Scarnecchia, which was the height of trusting an O-line coach. And then we lived through
Clem, Patricia, all those.
Like, I feel like Doug Marrone.
Hand Strike Scott last year.
Yes, Hand Strike Scott. I forgot about Hand Strike Scott. I don't think Doug Marrone's getting enough attention for the work he's done with that. I mean, Ted, you said you wanted to feast on two rookie starters on the left side. No one's feasting.
Nope.
They're winning games and the quarterback's okay. So, Fitzy, Doug Marrone, does he deserve more credit?
Way more credit. Part of this great kitchen of coaches that we speculated upon in the offseason, would it be too many ideas, too much input, too many people that had previously held positions of greater power, and would they try to command more under Vrabel or with Josh McDaniels? And so far, it seems like they're working in cohesive offensive harmony, you know, between Thomas Brown and Todd Downing and Doug Marrone, McDaniels, Vrabel. Like, this is the best of so many different worlds coming together to piecemeal this new Patriots line with so many different parts, be they cast off, veteran, or rookie as well. And, you know, Ted, back to your point real quick, if I can, about Washington.
Yeah.
So many people tried telling us during the offseason, like, oh, Jaden Daniels, you know, it's 3-4 more seasons experience than Drake May. Like, that'll never happen again. The Patriots shouldn't try to be this year's Washington Commanders. To which I asked how and why, and I don't really understand. And I think we're almost literally seeing the sim play out all over again.
I tell you what, dude, listen, you're interviewing me for a job. I want to be the head coach of the Patriots, and you say to me, ask me, like, what's the most important thing?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Does be a head coach.
What's the most important thing to be a head coach?
You know what, Jake, RKK? It's, I would say, number one is a strength coach. Number two is an offensive line coach. Those would be the two priorities I would put, the top two coaches. I just think the offensive line is the most important unit on a football team. And to have a coach to coach that offensive line, it's imperative. If you cannot protect your quarterback, you have no football team. Okay? You can get away with not having the best defensive line, or maybe not the best linebackers, or maybe not the best tight ends. If you have a bad offensive line and a coach that doesn't know what he's doing, you are screwed. Don't even play. Don't even get on the bus. So that's how much I prioritize the importance of offensive line play.
Hey, Dan Ball, remind me who the Patriots' strength coach is.
It's Jerod Mayo's brother, of course.
No, it's my man, Brian Mack.
It is Daron Mayo.
He's the assistant strength coach.
Yes. He's really the strength coach. That's my guy.
I love how you kind of bend. I'm the one who moves the goalposts.
Right,
you just kind of slide
that
to the left
his
a little
title,
bit.
But, you know.
Titles are fine. Nothing wrong with them, as Bill
Brian
used
Mack,
to
shout
say.
Out. What's up, brother?
So you would. That's interesting. Yep. Offensive line coach.
No doubt.
I knew you were a hardo. I knew you were old school. But
it would be the most important. I'd be obsessing about having a great offensive line.
So therefore, by this extension, if I'm saying Doug Marrone is not getting the credit he deserves because he's a great offensive line coach.
He's been laying low, too. He's not.
Yeah, and it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But under your little percentage of pie of success over the dynasty years, Dante Scarnecchia is getting a nice little piece of that other people vote, right?
Well, yeah, that's the later dynasty. You know, he was a defensive assistant early on. But, you know, if we're being honest, I mean, the run, blocking hasn't been great. I mean, they've really improved on their pass blocking.
No, but it hasn't been a poop show. Like, if you look at it on paper.
I mean, they had the worst running game in the league.
Because the running backs fumble the ball all the time. They were running okay until they stopped holding on to the ball and then start being pansies.
And that's
right.
And
they were afraid to hold the ball.
Coach's fault, right?
Right. So, and I also just think if I told you on paper, just like so Team X is going to start two rookies on the left side. They're going to start what is now a journeyman center, a guy who was kind of kicked to the curb in his last stop. They get an overweight right guard who's pretty good, but probably not as good as his paycheck. And then they're going to bring in a right tackle. They're going to have four new starters under new coaching with a young quarter. Like, you'd think that might be an issue, right? There might be growing pains. I don't feel it. The production on the ground game, not good enough. But have there been growing pains? Have you seen a lot? Ben Brown, you mixed in there one game.
The offensive line has been a success.
Yeah.
No question.
So Doug Marrone, I think.
You'll give him a little love. Doug?
Yes.
Tip of the cap.
Because even Scar.
HT.
Used to always talk about continuity and wanting to get five guys and get them to work together and build together. They didn't have five guys until the season started because one of them was Cole Strange at a career crossroads.
That's right.
Now he's gone.
Yeah, he didn't know until somebody put the idea in his head. And you know what? And the good thing, you know, I think what I love to hear, this sounds corny. I love hearing that the offensive linemen get together every, was it Friday night,
Thursday night.
Love it.
Yep.
Love it.
Hibachi night.
You go, what, with these grown men? Yeah, that matters, man. It does. That offensive line sets the tone for the whole team.
And they claim they don't drink and that sake was not available, but I'm not sure if I believe them.
Please.
Thursday night, there's time for you to be okay and for Sunday and to make it to a 1 o'clock snap. So don't be afraid to have a couple Miller Lights. Coming up next on Jaylen Brown Day here on WEEI Afternoons, the Celtics are in New York to take on the Knicks. The Celtics are seeking their first win of the season. The Knicks already have one under their belt. The Knicks are seen as a title contender. What are the Celtics? We might find out a step in that direction tonight on Jaylen Brown Night. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.